In states with more permissive rules, in contrast, abortions rose by 35,860, 12%. This suggests that slightly more than half of women who would have had abortions in restrictive states before Dobbs travelled elsewhere to obtain them. The remaining 31,180 either carried their pregnancies to term or obtained abortions by methods that do not appear in SFP's data. The states with the greatest increases tend to share borders with places where abortion has declined or vanished. Now that Wisconsin bans the procedure, even in cases of rape or incest, abortion rates in neighboring Illinois and Minnesota have risen by 21% and 36%. Similarly, Florida and North Carolina have become havens for abortion in the South, though Florida, home to half of the region's remaining abortion clinics, is about to reverse course. On April 13th, it banned abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Perhaps the most striking finding is that abortion has become rarer, even where courts have temporarily protected it. In Indiana, a judge blocked a near-total ban just 1 week after the law went into effect. Even though the procedure remains legal for now, Indiana's abortion rate plummeted. In December 2022, it was 40% below its pre-Dobbs level. Similarly, in the 3 months after a court in Ohio issued an injunction pausing an abortion ban, abortion was 23% rarer than before Dobbs. Often it is money that determines whether a woman can travel to obtain an abortion. In their dissent in Dobbs, the Supreme Court's liberal justices warned that letting states choose their own rules would be cold comfort for the poor woman who cannot get the money to fly to a distant state for a procedure. The data appears to support their predictions. Of the 13 states where abortions have fallen by at least 80%, seven are among the 10 poorest.